Amy took a slurp of Pinot Noir and tried to decide who she didn't need in her life anymore. There wasn't really anyone. She loved her children, obviously. She and Nick had a great marriage, the best, even after a decade and a half. The cat was displaying worrying levels of incontinence, and the vet had started to make noises about ultrasounds and potential tumours. And don't worry, there's always chemo. For a cat? All of which sounded hideously expensive. But the kids adored Oscar, and besides, they could afford it. Sort of. She'd just hide the bills. She wasn't particularly fond of her mother-in-law, but the woman was nearly 70 and riding on one lung, so getting rid of her seemed like a waste of a wish. Or a resolution. Whatever. A letting go exercise, Melinda had said. Bring a bottle and something you want to be free of. Something or someone? Amy asked her friend, who'd finished writing her own list 10 minutes ago, naturally, and was rummaging under the sink for more wine. What? Asked Melinda. A head of ginger curls popped over the kitchen bench. Are you still dithering? I don't really have anything to let go of, said Amy. I like my life just as it is. Lucky you, said Lou from the other side of the dining table. She sounded tired. Lou was always tired. I've got too many to fit. I'm going to need another piece of paper. Melinda gave a little snort as she opened up a new bottle. It's supposed to be about self-improvement, she said. Letting go of a bad habit or a resentment. Something you don't want to carry into the new year. She flicked the screw top into the bin. I so thought this would be your kind of thing. Amy doodled a small flower on Melinda's pale wooden tabletop and then quickly rubbed it off. I like the idea, she said. I'm just blank. Give me another minute. She pushed her glass across. And another drink. The wine Melinda poured her came 2/3 of the way up the glass. Amy reached for it guiltily. She'd have to get a taxi. Send Nick to pick up the car in the morning. God, would she even be able to get one of Hensley's 3 cabs on New Year's Eve? Her husband was down at the river supervising the fireworks, a display Amy herself had helped organise after an exceptionally wet December. Don't you want to come and see? He'd asked. After all your hard work? Amy didn't. She was happier being a long-distance observer. The taxi company rang out without answering. Bugger. She should have booked one before she left home. Or they could have just done this at hers. Amy would have preferred it if everyone had come over to her place, with her squishy sofas and multiple spare beds, furniture already battered so it didn't matter if someone spilled something, where they could all have gotten properly drunk and just crashed out. And then her friends would still be there in the morning, and she could have made pancakes and big pots of tea, and they could have hung out all day if they wanted. Amy, Amy, Melinda had said when Amy suggested it. You do actually have to leave the house occasionally. Maybe that's what she should wish for. A bigger life. Wider horizons. But Amy had everything she needed right here in Hensley. Much of it in this room. She smiled at her 2 oldest friends, cousin technically, in the case of Melinda, although nearly everyone in this town was related to one another, if you went back far enough. The 3 of them had been a unit since primary school, despite the age gap. Scrappy Lou, ambitious Melinda, romantic Amy. Schemy, dreamy, and trouble, Melinda's dad had christened them. They weren't an obvious fit, but out here, you became friends with the people whose houses were closest and whose parents could tolerate drinking with each other. Amy gazed fondly and slightly pissedly around the open-plan kitchen at Melinda's pale skin and sinewy arms. The silk vest she'd said was country road, but Amy knew was designer.